David Trelfall as Edward Wilson in William Osborne and Richard Turner's 1998 film.
Fourth draft of chapter 52 of this ghastly book. In the spring of 1998, Drake Matterhorn, chairman of the AmJap Corporation and multi-trillionaire, was taking extra care to amuse his fantastically beautiful children, Jay and Natalie. Their adored uncle was away from Gold Tops, Drake's fabulous dominion and nerve cortex of the AmJap Corporation in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Colonel Brad was at that time engaged in the colonization of the environment, a fourth-rate piffling country formerly known as Britain. It was to become the newest power plant for the AmJap Corporation, and plans were apace to enslave its people forever. However, one man, Edward Wilson, had commenced a puerile crusade to forestall this great project. Enamored of the environment's top pin-up, Tabitha Minx, and hampered in his goal by Gordon Blank, his manager, Edward Wilson, something. Oh, come on, Crichton, pull yourself together, man. Where are we? Ah, yeah. But Colonel Brad Matterhorn had already set in motion the wheels that would one day roll momentously over Wilson and lead inexorably to another large gin. Sorry. This biography is complete, untreated science! I'm writing it. May the Lord have mercy on my soul.
Aren't you a clever boy? You must remember to thank Uncle Brad for the rockets, Jay. And did you remember to put the satellite in the nose cone?
Oh, gee, Daddy, I forgot. Can I put a man in my next rocket?
Son, if it'll make you happy, of course you can. Because you're special, and Daddy loves you.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Brown?
The gold ingots have arrived for the children's lucky dip.
Daddy, can I put Brown in the space?
Whoa there, Jay. Brown's our beloved butler. Of course you can. What do you think, Brown?
Sir, I was hoping to meet my betrothed this afternoon at the picture palace.
Brown, do you want to ruin this beautiful little boy's birthday?
I was under the impression that it was his birthday yesterday, sir.
He's my boy, Brown. It's his birthday every day.
Very well, sir.
Thanks, Daddy. Go get into a suit, Brown, and be on the launch pad in 10 minutes. I'm going to burn some more money. I love you, Daddy. Daddy! What's me, Daddy?
Why, Natalie, my beautiful little wood nymph. I'm watching, darling.
Did you see me dance? Did you see me?
Natalie, you're a beautiful ballet dancer. Did you find any surprises in the garden this morning, darling?
Hey, Daddy, I do know. The gift fairy called again.
And what did you find, honey?
I found diamond tiara.
Mm-hmm.
Gold nuggets and, I forgot what else.
Gee, that was sure unusual.
Daddy, what's it like to be poor?
You're quite a grown-up little girl, aren't you? Hey, I'm having an idea here.
Oh, Daddy, tell me, Daddy.
What say just you and me, and maybe Brown if he ever comes back from space, can be poor for a day?
Daddy, that would be swell. Let's do it now.
Oh, come on. First, we got to fix you up with some pretty rags. Then we'll beat up one of the Bentleys and make it look old and dirty. And I'll have to take away your credit cards. Only teasing, princess. Only teasing. Daddy didn't mean it.
Daddy, you're so funny. I love you.
That's my birthday, girl.
Hello, darling.
Mommy, Mommy, guess what? Mm-hmm. We're going to be poor tomorrow.
Oh, darling, that's so perfect. You'll learn a lot. Drake, your brother wants to talk with you.
Okay. Now, Natalie, darling, run along and... Hey, why not take a peek in the spare garage? Maybe you'll find something in there just for you.
Okay, Daddy.
Isn't she cute? I just love her button nose.
You'd better believe it. That's $50,000 worth of button nose. Honey, where's the goddamn phone? Thanks. Hi, Brad. How are you doing? Having a good time?
You kidding me? This environment place is a primitive junkyard. We gotta make these gooks work for a change.
Hey, Brad, when are you gonna finish the job and come home? We all miss you. You're like a brother to me. You are my brother.
We got the power plants built. Now all we got to do is start the motivation program and make the fastest work.
You got the media yet?
That agitator Wilson started stirring up. So we just bought the media and put two of our toughest agents on him. Oh, and we just took out the mainframe.
The mainframe?
Just some Mickey Mouse computer they've been running their country with. Say, maybe Jay would like it for his birthday. When is it?
Why, it's tomorrow.
I'll have it sent over.
And I'll get him a little tin pot country. He can use this computer to run it.
Hey, good thinking. Gotta start him young.
Hey. There goes Brown. Want to watch?
I got work to do. So long. Talk to you later.
It's 8 o'clock.
Go!
You're listening. We're happening. This is the sound of your cue. Time drops. Switch.
Roger, turn that radio off.
Shut up, alarm.
Thank you, Fletcher.
Who the hell are you? What are you doing in my house?
Oh, Gordon, for a personal manager, you're pretty bad on detail. This is my house. Last night you drank all my vodka, threw up over my sofa, and then passed out on it.
Edward! It's all coming back to me, my favourite client. How could I forget?
Could you?
I tell you what, I'm so excited. Our campaign against the Amjet Corporation is going to be fantastic.
I've brewed up. Tea. Sweet. Hot. Yeah.
Thanks, Lunk.
Lunk? Who's this Lunk?
Oh, Lunk, I'd like you to meet Gordon Blank, my personal manager. Blank, Lunk, Lunk, Blank.
Please, image marketing consultant. Hi, Lunk. Edward, could I have a word?
Yes.
This guy Lunk, he a friend of yours?
We're blood brothers.
Mm-hmm. Why is he armed to the teeth?
He's sworn to protect me against the Amjap bombers. He's also known as the Leopard.
The psychopath who kills innocent people in the North.
That's me. No need to whisper. My ears are combat trained.
Edward, better watch him. He's probably a freeloader. You better get used to life in the public eye. Can I use your phone? I want to fix up a deal.
This had better be about my anti-AMJAP campaign.
Trust me, Edward.
Colonel Brad Matterhorn here, Vice President, AMJAP headquarters.
Oh, sorry, wrong number. I wanted the Times.
No mistake. AMJAP just took it over, along with all the rest of your tacky media. Is that Edward Wilson with you?
Yes, it is.
Wilson, we offered you a slice of the action, but now we're going to kill you. When and where, I'm not at liberty to say. Oh, check the news, Wilson. Your name is Mud.
I'm getting a bad feeling, Edward.
Check the news. Television, give us the news.
Yes, it's all in the Times. Stock world exclusive. Edward Wilson, the evil exposed. Hailed as a saint. Now unmasked as the evil mastermind behind the bombings that have destroyed so much of the environment.
Plus, Tabitha Mink, the environment's top pin-up, and Wilson's one-time lover, tells what it was like to love the environment's most evil man.
Television, off.
I told you, Edward. Girls are trouble.
Oh, no. Gordon. What do we do now?
Yeah, well, my immediate gut-level reaction is, can I come back to you on that?
Gordon! You're supposed to be my manager! Oh, Lunk, what are we going to do now?
I told you they're trying to kill you, Edward. We better get out of here. Now.
Right, let's go.
Edward.
Yes?
Stay in public places. Parks, supermarkets, cafes. The AMJAP killers won't try it in the open. I'm going to do a recce. Meet you back here in an hour.
Edward! You? I'm frightened.
Don't worry, Fletcher. They wouldn't kill you.
You know, life as a doorbell can be pretty dull. A lot of time hanging around waiting to be rung. But now and again, things can liven up a little bit. Particularly if you happen to be the doorbell of one Edward Wilson. I figured in just an ordinary guy. We all did. But somehow he'd gotten himself in with a fast crowd and became what the press liked to call a public enemy. But one morning, these two strangers showed up. One kind of short and inscrutable. The other, well, she was my kind of chick. But who cares about the sexual fantasies of a doorbell? Yeah, who is it?
That's classified information, sir.
Can we come in?
What do you want?
We've come to see our old buddy, Eddie Wilson. Can we come in?
Well, I don't know.
I am a samurai.
So I'm a Libra.
Can we come in or not?
Sure. There was something funny about these people, but they didn't fool me. They were here to kill Edward. But as long as I knew, I figured I could stop them. Or so I thought.
Okay, Bushido. I'll check upstairs. You find a PowerPoint for the chainsaw.
Don't mess. Don't that.
No one up there. He must have checked out.
Reckon he knew?
Could be. He sure is a slippery cookie.
So, we have failed in our mission.
Oh, don't start that again.
You know what, Theo? You're tacky.
You need therapy. Let's split.
What, leave? And have my name ridiculed?
Your name is ridiculous anyway, Bushido.
Ha! C.L. Your name sounds like a bottom-of-the-range two-door family hatchback with a tinny hi-fi system and central locking that doesn't work.
When I first heard your name, I thought you were some kind of Mexican food. Boy, was I disappointed.
That's Burrito, not Bushido. No. We must die in the way of the samurai. Holla, kiwis.
Ew, what's going on?
Hey, Burrito. Would honor be assuaged if we disembowel Wilson's fetcher?
Yeah, why not? Pass the chainsaw, CL.
Sure.
Help! Help!
Shut up, stupid machine. You're gonna get killed in a very trendy way.
My darling Tabitha, top pin-up girl of the environment, an apple of your doting father's eye. That was a delicious breakfast. And now I must get home to your mum.
What did you have to say last night anyway, Dad?
After the shock loss of 2,000 quid of your money on a surefire investment for you in the 330 Adock Park, my nerves were in such a delicate state I couldn't face your mum.
Face her? You couldn't have found your way home.
That small drink was necessary to calm my broken heart.
You drank all my vodka and then nicked my bed. I had to sleep on the sofa.
Do you begrudge your dear old dad who spends all his time...
Spends all my money.
All his time. Making sure my daughter's still the number one pin-up girl in the environment. The chance to get a decent 40 winks.
No, I suppose not. But look, what are we going to do about this Wilson thing? I was getting great exposure from our affair with him, and now the press are saying he's done all these bombings. They're murdering him. Look on the telly. Turn it up, telly.
It's all in your fun-filled times. Tabitha Mink tells in her own words just what a cruel, mean, violent, drunk madman Edward Wilson really was.
That'll do, telly. It's terrible what the press are saying, isn't it? Personally, I rather liked him.
Well, I don't know how you can say that. He was cruel, mean, violent, drunk.
Yeah, but anyway, what are we going to do about me? I won't be the environment's top pin-up anymore.
You're not finished yet. Not by a long chalk. Don't worry. Your dad will find something for you.
Oh, thanks, Dad. You did spoil me.
I only want to make you happy, my little treasure. Besides, I know of a couple of investments that are just right for your portfolio running at Newmarket tomorrow.
All right, I'll stay here and wait.
That's it. And remember to take your IQ suppressant pills. The environment loves you all innocent and uncomplicated. Ta-ra.
Yeah, Tab, I'll take them now. Ta-ra. Edward Wilson's not that bad, really.
Edward Wilson is a hero, and he'll save the environment. He is.
Hail there, trusty yeoman.
Well met. Want to get fit?
No. I'm looking for Edward Wilson's house.
Herd of whales?
No, it's school, actually. School of whales. Herd of sheep.
Sure, I've heard of sheep. Stout fellow. In Wales, the area that is, the AmJap Corporation has created an exciting new work camp for people like you.
The AmJap Corporation is a threat to the environment.
Trusty yeoman, that's Edward Wilson talk.
That's just who I'm going to see, Brushhead. He's my best friend.
You have spirit. Take a brochure, good citizen. They're free.
These AmJap people might be a threat to the environment, but they're very polite.
Oh,
This is a respectable restaurant. You're the most hated man in the environment. Now, shove off, Wilson.
Oh, wow. I mean, flipping heck. You're Edward Wilson, aren't you? Remember me? I'm Norbert.
Huh? Oh, the hippie.
Correction, ex-hippie. It was a commercial sellout. I can't believe how stupid I was.
I can.
That's because you're an extraordinarily gifted person. That's why I founded The Movement. Dedicated to following your example by exposing the AmJap Corporation, wearing surgical pajamas just like you, and getting as much sex as you can handle.
I never said anything about sex.
Nah, I put that bit in, just in case any girls join.
Oh.
Except no girls have joined yet. What's it like having an affair with Tabitha Minx, the environment's top pin-up?
Ooh, don't believe everything you read in the papers, Norbert.
Crikey, that's a bit political. How did you jump through that plate glass window without hurting yourself?
Oh, I'm just magic, that's all.
Cripes! Now, what we need is a few of your personal things. You know, photos, knick-knacks, old biros, that sort of thing. Start a collection of your most treasured items. It's for the movement.
This, movement of yours, will it help me stop the AmJap Corporation?
Will it help? I should, Coco.
What have I got to lose? All right, come back to my house. We'll see what we can find.
Great! That's brilliant! You can make me lunch and I can tell you about the movement. What I had in mind was to produce a weekly fact sheet with news, views, quizzes, a personality profile, a Lonely Hearts column. And then, of course, we could hold activities weekend and get to know each other and act out famous scenes from your past.
Really?
Hi, Edward. Who's your friend?
I'm Norbert.
Really?
Come on, doorbell, open up. Anyone call while I was away?
A couple of dudes came around this morning looking for you.
This could be dangerous, Norbert. They might have planted a bomb in there. Go in and check it out.
What? Oh, no.
Well, what would happen to the movement if I get blown up?
Oh, point taken. Hmm. I see what you mean. All right, then.
Well, go on, then.
I've just worked it out.
What?
We build a mausoleum, a sort of shrine, a focus for the movement. Oh, go on. It's your bloody house.
Oh, all right, come on.
I'll wait out here and marvel at your courage.
Ah!
Oh, wow! It's a booby trap! Life on the edge of danger! Edward! Edward! Edward!
Edward? Edward?
They killed my Fetcher.
Cool! Disembowelment! That's a very trendy way to do it.
The only machine I ever loved.
Give it a kick. Sometimes help.
Can't you see it suffered enough?
There you are.
Oh, Fetcher, you're going to be all right.
I shouldn't think so. There are bits of you everywhere.
Do you mind? Fetcher, who did this to you? Oh, who was it?
You're wasting your breath. It's dead. Oh, I suppose we have to make our own lunch now.
Fetcher, I swear vengeance on the evil perpetrators.
That would be a great one for the newsletter. I was there by Norbert Snelling. Where's the kitchen? I'll make some sandwiches.
I'll get those AmJap killers. So help me, Fetcher. I'll do it for you.
Are you going to answer that phone?
Edward, why didn't you ever answer your phone?
The AmJap people are trying to kill me, Gordon.
Edward, listen, I've got to tell you, I have just had the most productive lunch of my life. Take a look at my new office.
Hey, where are you?
AmJap headquarters. What? Colonel Brad and I have just managed to knock together the most amazing salvage plan for your image.
Gordon, listen to
me. Hear me out, Edward. You may well see sense. Now, AmJap and I have agreed that Edward Wilson should be promoted as public enemy number one. And I'm talking number one, not bubbling under. You're big, bad, mean, and horrible. Believe me, it's a runner.
Gordon.
Yes?
You're fired.
I knew you'd say that. Hey, this office is amazing. Fantastic equipment and some very, very exciting people. Now, you could be a part of this if you'd only let yourself.
There's only cheese. Do you want Piccalilli on yours?
Not now, Norbert.
Who is that nerd, Edward?
Oh, Gordon, meet Norbert. Tell him about the movement, Norbert.
You want to join, then?
What's that?
A cheese sandwich. It's disgusting.
No, the movement. What is it?
You've never heard of the Edward Wilson movement?
Edward, let me in on this.
It's an underground personality cult. You're missing out. It's big, it's commercial.
And membership is free to girls. Do you know any?
Look, Norbert, is it? Let's do lunch.
Sandwiches? Or a proper hot one?
Oh, a hot one. Anything you like.
Stay out of this, Gordon.
Oh, what'd you do that for?
Tactics, Norbert. Don't worry, Gordon. He'll be round here like a shot. We'll wait here for him.
It's not safe here, Edward.
Lunk.
Where did he come from?
Don't worry, Norbert. This is Lunk. He's sworn to protect me. He's my blood brother.
Got any sisters?
Lunk, this is Norbert. You might find it hard, but try not to kill him.
Oh, thanks a lot.
This house isn't safe for you, Edward. I smell danger.
I know. They killed my fetcher here this morning.
The male, short and oriental. The female, Californian with an M16 rifle.
How'd you know that?
My nose. Combat trained. These people are out to kill you. I'll follow my nose. Sniff them out. Edward, stay out in the open or lie low where they can't find you. Good luck.
Long!
Blimey, where did he go?
Norbert, you stay here and wait for Gordon. I've just had an idea to help the movement. Don't tell anyone where I'm going.
Why? Where are you going?
To see Tabitha Minx.
Not Tabitha Minx! Do you think she'll join?
I'll ask her.
Blimey!
Bye.
Just think! Tabitha Minx! Cool!
Seventy-seven, 78, 79, 80. Oh, counting really is hard work, but I must do my brain exercises every day. Who is it?
Never for me. It's your dear old dad with a lovely surprise for you.
Come in. What is it?
Ta-da! Just the biggest, most exclusive contract you've ever had with the Amjet Corporation. Here it is.
Fantastic, Dad.
All for an undisclosed lump sum in advance.
What's an undisclosed sum?
Just legal mumbo-jumbo. You sign it and then have a look at it on the video. It's an unusual contract. Very rigid and binding. They're going to keep you the number one pin-up girl forever.
How can I do that? I mean, I'll get old one day.
Apparently not under this contract.
What?
Legal mumbo-jumbo. Sign it and Daddy will be on his way.
There you are, Dad. Do you want a cup of tea?
Got anything stronger?
Nah.
Nah, well, I better be off. It's all right, love. Oh, and keep taking the pills.
Bye, Dad. Better have a look at this contract.
Hi, Tab. Brad Matterhorn here, Vice President of the ANJAP Corporation.
Cool.
You're going to be the spearhead of a campaign to put the environment to work for the ANJAP Corporation. I look forward to meeting you. Chop, chop, busy, busy, work, work, bang, bang.
He looks nice. I wonder if we'll have an affair. Hello, who is it?
Tabitha, it's me. Hey, your great Uncle Asparagus.
Blimey, you better come in. Yeah, hang on, I haven't got a great Uncle Asparagus, and that beard is false.
Sorry to frighten you, Tab. It's me, Edward. Oh, the place is crawling with AmJap security. Tab, look, I want you to spearhead a movement against the AmJap Corporation.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry, Edward. I'd love to help, especially since we've just had an affair. But I've just signed an exclusive contract with the AmJap Corporation.
Oh, not you as well! My manager's just joined them. They killed my fetcher this morning, and now they're trying to kill me.
Edward?
Yes?
I'm in the middle of cooking my supper.
Oh, all right. Yes, I'm sorry. I'll go now.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I mean, you must be hungry. Do you fancy something to eat?
Oh, thanks. I haven't eaten all day. I got thrown out of a restaurant, then some nerd ate my cheese sandwich. No. And this is the funny bit. So, the accountant took the meringue back to his shop and said, "Get me 5 more like that one, my wife loves me."
You're so funny. Oh, great, 8 o'clock. We can eat the chocolate mince now.
Tab?
Yes, Edward?
Don't you ever wear clothes?
What? You mean wet t-shirts, fishnet body stockings, that sort of thing?
No, I was thinking... Well, never mind.
You're deep, aren't you?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, yes, you are. You've got a mind. I'm just a gag and boob girl. You know, gaw blimey, I must be the environment's top double act. Ha 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 ha.
Don't you ever feel you're being exploited?
You are deep, aren't you? Not like the others.
What others?
Oh, you must have read about them in the papers.
Tabitha, have you ever had a real boyfriend?
Your dad says I've got to keep me distance so I can marry a toff later on.
A toff? Have you ever seen a toff?
No. Well, not apart from Lord Snooty.
No, he's a cartoon character.
But he's not married. I suppose I have led a sheltered life. Let's go upstairs.
Pardon?
Oh, come on, if you're coming. I said that was always little Miss Madam image.
Oh, all right.
Bushido, let's go home. We've waited outside Edward Wilson's house since midnight. He's not coming home tonight.
No, CL. This time, we stay.
We can kill him tomorrow.
A samurai of the Amjad Corporation does not sleep until he has done something really violent. That is his art.
For the last time, Bushido, violence is not an art, it's a science. And scientifically speaking, there's not a hope in hell of killing him if he's not here.
Violence is an art you will never understand, CL.
It's a science.
It's an art.
Science.
An art.
Just science.
Art.
Just science.
Violence isn't a science or an art. It's just a way of life.
So, Norbert, we're talking basically residuals on a mega scale.
Pardon, Gordon?
T-shirts, videos, that sort of thing.
Oh, that, certainly. But we'll have to bump up the membership a bit. There's only me at the moment, to be brutally frank.
I'll use the facilities at Amjad. We are going to make Edward Wilson the biggest cult movement since sliced bread.
1998 was written by William Osborne and Richard Turner and featured David Trelfall as Edward Wilson, with Pam Ferris, Rebecca Stevens, Hugh Laurie, Mike Myers, Steve Steen and Richard Turner. It was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.
1998 is a division of the AmJap Corporation. AmJap. Power for life.